I would not have guessed that.
All those years of watching Mad Men must have aged him.
Yeah. He's lived a full life already.
Brown hair. Was it curly? Long?
Yes.
Jess, the one who's like almost as short as me.
She looks very young, like really
Danny
young.
Zito?
Yeah.
She's like second time.
She's young too, right?
Yeah. I remember she wore like a.
Must have been.
That's Danny, yeah.
If it was a costume model,
if it was the lead, I guess.
Was that from Blind Melon? Remember that the song? Yeah, you remember Blind Melon? And you remember the video? I deserve it. And the Bumblebee video, you remember that video? Remember she was she had a Bumblebee outfit and everybody else was dressed normally, right?
Oh.
And she was looking around for other people like her, and then she found this whole group of people wearing Bumblebee outfits. And then she felt like she belonged. Yes, and she felt like she belonged. It was a song of belonging. Like misfits finding their home. You have to look that up on YouTube, I guess. Type in Bumblebee and Blind Melon. It'll probably come out. Huh? It's the first thing you'll do when you get home? Is that what you said? Oh, this is getting a little sassy.
It might be the first thing I do.
I don't know.
Maybe it works. Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins.
That was yeah. I was more of a Nirvana, Alice in Chains type of guy. Who are they?
I know who they are. I'm just surprised that the attachment professor is at home listening to Alice in Chains.
Why not? Some great stuff there.
Roll down that turtleneck a little bit and just.
That's right.
Let it all hang
out. Of course, yeah, he. Lane Staley died of a heroin overdose, but you know, hey.
Kurt Cobain.
He killed himself, you know.
Like
Junior Sailor winners? Yes. Okay, so I wanted to go over just to the beginning. When do we want to meet?
Do we?
Huh?
Oh, you mean here.
See, that's what I'm talking about. The fire in the belly area.
Are you trying to consider get
on
next week?
Yeah, Danielle's saying, oh, can we meet every other week? Let me just explain why we need to meet weekly, okay? Each of you is coding,
To prevent error.
Yes, you're each rating two videos per week. So already, I'm hedging a little bit because ideally, like the way I like to do it is you rate one video per week, talk about it, and then you rate the next video. So we're already doing two per week. So that means that if you've made some mistakes, or you two aren't seeing eye to eye, you and your partner, what that means is that you've screwed up on two videos now rather than one. So, but I made an allowance for two videos. But going every 2 weeks, that means every four videos, I just don't trust you guys enough. So, bottom line.
Well, we're
going to
be here on Tuesdays, and I don't know if that
works
for you guys when you're scheduled, but they also have to
be. That doesn't work for me.
Oh, well,
it would have to be on a Wednesday or a Thursday.
During the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's up to you guys. I live close. Oh, man, I'm moving, damn it. I don't live close anymore.
Where are you going to live?
I live 40 minutes today without traffic. So.
Thursday mornings.
The early.
We got class.
What time is your class?
I think I said 9:30.
Well, that rules that out. So the earliest, I guess, would be Thursday at noon?
We have something at lunch.
Oh.
I thought family therapy maybe Tuesday.
Oh, gosh. Research can come to gym time.
Really?
Well, just
gym time you can fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
We took family therapy. That's going.
What's
your favorite?
What's wrong with like right after the 4:30
slot?
Like,
it's nothing, but I'm trying to find out what people want.
I think
they
have a lunch class in the summer, but it's like every other week or something.
That's a class where you learn about preparing lunches, or
lunch class. It's I think it's like internship prep, and I'm not.
That's
sure
with Lene.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of when it starts, but I think it's like 12:30 to something like that.
So. And your class, you have a family therapy until 2?
Well, not Wednesday
unless
morning,
it's Tuesday morning.
What about Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning would be okay with me.
Try not to be here all night.
Yeah, Wednesdays I'm not here. I could come if there's no other time
for work. Really not coming, you know.
Well, I mean, really, we're going to be here Tuesday, so we'd be coming here yesterday. Either one.
So... Thursday at, sounds like.
That's kind of harsh for us that like aren't here all during the day to come like right during rush hour.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So that leaves us with.
Well,
let's make it Thursday.
At lunch.
And but they can't. They have a class at lunch, so it has to be 2 or later.
I don't think we do have anything at lunch now.
Just
like
a month.
Huh?
I do, but I don't know when it starts. It might not start until, like, well, June, but that would, yeah, that overlaps.
Two o'clock on Thursday?
We have a class.
You have a class at 2 o'clock?
No, we have.
You said you have a class on Monday morning. Then you say you have a class at lunch. Now you have a class in the afternoon?
No.
It seems like the class keeps moving.
No. We have two classes this summer. We have culture every afternoon we have Tuesday and Thursday culture class, whatever it is. We're learning to be more
culture. Culture club.
Yeah.
Which one's Boy George?
We have that from 2, and Stacks is Thursday morning. Tuesday morning, we have clinic meeting.
And trauma
supervision for those.
Well, Tuesday's out, because I can't make it.
Yeah.
So, would Wednesday be better for you guys?
If I had to come here every Wednesday.
Tell me when to show up.
This is really more difficult than it needs to be.
The summer session is tough. It's tough.
It's harder than the regular semester
it
for
is,
some reason.
Everything
I think
because
every and all of us have like different days. It's not like the usual schedule.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way? I think we were trying to do this when I was on Leia and Laura's company teams, where we would just check in with our partner if we needed to, instead of meeting as a whole group every week.
You guys were experienced coders. We don't have it. We have first year students here. No, I will not allow that. So, everybody's asking to get out of this. I'm the only one who seems to be committed to it, and my last name is on the publication or the poster. Should I just pick a time and expect people to be there? Because that seems like this isn't working.
Well, you guys don't know.
I don't think we have anything Thursday afternoon. But other than that, I think we have.
Well, then you're disputing what Eric just said.
I'm not the correct person to ask. If you're talking about
cultural class on Thursday afternoon,
I assume that would be over at 4:30.
Yeah.
So let's make it 4:30. Mm-hmm. All right? 4:30 to 5:45. Brittany, can you make that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's the most important person anyway. All right, so.
They only have 1 4 left?
Yeah,
now we go and put it on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Did everybody get the attachment?
Mm-hmm.
PDF.
Did you ever have readings for stuff?
No, so I wasn't able to. I she's like, apparently she's still in the Dominican Republic, right? So she had suggested that we try to get her the files at the last minute via Dropbox, but she didn't arrange that with me before she left. So we don't have, you know, neither Brittany nor I knows how to use Dropbox, and so we weren't able to do that today. I that's why I waited to get you this PDF until just a couple of hours ago. Because I was trying to work this out, but it didn't work out. So I don't know. Do anybody know when she's coming back?
We can't get in touch with her. I mean, we must be emailed, but like, her phone doesn't work down there or anything.
Okay. I emailed her. I'm waiting to hear back because, you know, I need to know when she's coming back. If she's not coming back anytime soon, then we have to either do more videos per week, or we have to extend the time when we complete the coding, and the projected date was June 28th, and, you know, and to my way of thinking, that's late as it is, because you guys are going to need help with the stats, but in July, you know, I'm going to be busy preparing for our trip to Uganda, so we push the coding back into July. I'm leaving July 28th. It doesn't give us much time to do the stats, and then for you guys to compile two posters, put them on poster boards or whatever, and then send them to office services and get them printed, it's just a lot of work. Especially if you've never done this before. So, you know, I am waiting for Stephanie to get back to me. I vote for doing more videos per week if she needs to drop out of the coding team. I don't know how people feel about that. The cost of doing that, of course, is that you run the risk of iterator drift, and if there people are making mistakes from one week to the next, you screwed up three videos rather than two, or you screwed up four versus two, or whatever.
If we have to do more, maybe we can get in touch with our, like, after we email them to you, maybe midweek, like, Brianna and I can just call each other and go over our scores real quick, you know, to talk about it in between or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long would it take if that ends up being the case?
Well,
are you not coming back?
We don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. It's some family, I don't know what it is. So. So we can do that. It's a lot of work on me because then I, you know, I'm trying to coordinate four different videos per pair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the two coming in the midweek, you'd have to get it to me by, I don't know, Sunday night, something like that. So then you get the next two. It's a lot more work for Brittany, too.
Probably only two of us would have to do, like, two groups would have to do one.
That's true. Right. So would we rotate the extra video? Would two teams step forward and want to do an extra one every single week? How would that work?
I mean, I don't mind doing the extra one every week. Not
okay. So.
Which one am I paired with?
You're paired with Stephanie.
Okay, but so what is my role then?
I don't know what your role would be.
Okay.
You would not have a role, but we would still have your name on the poster.
Okay.
It's not your fault that your partner dropped out. So, Brianna and Melissa have stepped up, and you would do two extra per week? Okay, all right. So, I'll let you guys know what Stephanie says when she gets back to me, but I appreciate that. At least we have a backup plan.
Couldn't one extra person do it? So,
and like pair off with
For the one extra video.
But then we have to check all the ability with Jen. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd be doing that. I mean, anyway, aren't we all supposed to be at the same level of this either way?
What do you mean the same level?
Like, we are all supposed to know the coding system for the same level. We've all been to the exact same amount of training.
Like, we should all
if you did one every week and then there was a rotating who did the one extra video that would pair with you for that week, this way by the time it's done, maybe each person would only have to do one extra video.
Well, I had said we could rotate it, or two team or one team could step up.
But what I'm saying is that would keep her involved if she wants to be involved. Rather than
we could do that. It complicates things, right? So then Brittany has to figure out, okay, who gets the extra video this week? Who gets it the next week? It's just a lot. She's graduating tomorrow, by the way.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Couldn't we just make... I don't see why I would have to take any additional thought. Each week, just bring one extra matching flash drive, and then someone says, I'll take it this week. And then it gets handed to that person. It doesn't have to be like a whole complex system.
Okay, each person want to wear a sign? Pass the sign around? All right, Brittany, is that okay? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, but there'd be two videos because there would be. Right now, so
each week I would each get two extra.
We'd make one for seven, and someone would take a step video for the week.
All right, so then you would still get two per week.
Yeah.
But I think it'll work because actually reliabilities have been pretty good. The disadvantage, I always want to see the cost as well as the benefit here. The cost of that is that typically partners tend to see things more alike than partners of other teams. Mm-hmm. That part of the reason why we meet every week is to diminish that effect, but there is an effect like that. If you think that, and the reliability suggests that it would be a problem, but if you think that Jennifer could be reliable with any of you around the table here, then that should work out fine. We can try it and see if it works.
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
That's fine with me. So my idea for this week, we're kind of leaving it for now.
For now, yeah. Absolutely. So, we can try this for a week or two and see if it works out. I mean, Jennifer is the most experienced coder in this room, and I trust her judgment more than anybody else in this room. So if anybody can... truthfully.
Okay,
so if you feel comfortable with it, and you're the only person I would even think about doing this with. So I trust your judgment in coding more than I trust my own. So
this is because Jason and I...
Well, I mean, but you've been through several rounds of coding teams, and each time you've excelled beyond everybody else. I mean, I could go on about her skills, her coding skills. She's got some incredible coding skills, but with everybody, I know, but I think you're probably up to it. So I agree with Eric that this probably could work out.
So each week somebody's
going to
take two extra videos.
Yes. But that those two extra would rotate among people as they have time or whatever, however that's going to work.
So it would just be bringing in as if Stephanie were here.
Yeah. Are we
going to
do that this week?
Yeah, we'll have to because she's AWOL.
Okay, so who wants to take her?
You know, this is going to be interesting. This is the part I wanted to see. Oh, look at this. The fire in the belly. You see that?
Yeah.
My dissertation assistant.
Jeez. So it's a vicarious fire in the belly, right?
When I send you my stuff, I'll send you two files, and one will say that it's Steph.
Maybe you can hack Steph's email. Address, yes, and then I won't get confused, and you'll be SF now. All right, so great, we've solved that. Now let's look at the data. And Kasia is not going to be joining us in person anymore. She says that the trip to and from New Jersey is too costly for her, and she's running some childcare difficulties. She's going to be listening to the podcast. She's going to be continuing to code with us, and I guess you're going to be the point person in getting her the...
Yeah.
Did she talk to you about that? Or okay, all right. So we went from the... the greatest team to the lowest team. And but it was only one of the two videos. So I thought, even though Kazi is not here, you know, she's going to be listening to this, so maybe we could go over that one video and kind of take a look at some of it. Does that make sense? And then, Brianna, you had one story that you wanted to...
Yeah, I don't know how
we ended
up coding it.
It's in the, if you printed out the PDF,
yeah,
it's in.
Yeah, I have to leave in 5 minutes now, so I'm going to
make sure. That makes sense.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
About how these statistics work? How were they 0.94 and we were 0.96?
Yeah.
If there's only, there's 10 videos that have, yeah, to have. How do you have only a 0.2 difference?
I don't take
because
a look at the...
I think it's by how disparate the numbers, yeah, are. So like if you had a 1 and a 3 and we had a 2 and a 3, you know, that gets factored into it also.
Okay, I'm
trying to be surprised. 2 numbers. Or you're disparate on more than one story or whatever.
Well, I understand that, but I would think in a 10-story system, for you to be different, one story would make more than a 0.02 difference.
I think I'll just put a number right now.
Absolutely. Depends on the range of scores in each 10-story interval. Actually, when we calculate the overall inter-rater reliability, we're going to put everybody's scores in two columns, and we're going to do the ICC for the two columns. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to do it. These are just like weekly reliabilities that are telling me if you guys get the system or not. So,
so the monster and the bad story didn't work.
To the first one?
I don't know which one. I don't know which one you coded.
So the, for the
11, 14, 061,
you guys,
I gave it a 1.
The spilled juice story and the monster in the bedroom were differing.
Yeah, as the monster in the bedroom of our last discussion of how them occupying that different space and having the sequence of behaviors of like a child moving from one room to the next, something like that was represented in the monster in the bedroom story, but it was only, you would have only known that if you listened to the verbalization of the child when they got up from bed and went to the bedroom. But that kind of the sequence of behaviors and the understanding that two figures were occupying different space, but you wouldn't have known that just by necessarily the movement. So I was.
So you went by more with the story. You went more with the storyline also. Is that what you're saying?
I gave it a 1 in that video. I don't know if this is what you're talking about. But then I gave, like, I was on the kind of 1 or 2.
Which one are we looking at first?
My comment was in regards to monster in the bedroom. I don't even
know. Okay.
I don't even know if it was. Or, I think it might have been the one.
Well, monster in the bedroom was discrepant on this particular.
Oh.
Was it B?
Thank you.
Is there more?
I don't know.
Did the child move it by themselves, or was...
No, the child moved it.
Yeah, brought the mother into the
room. I guess I didn't think it was like, I don't know, contingent with the story. I thought it was more just like the kid with the doll there.
Yeah, they just picked up the doll and put it down there, and he didn't walk her into the room.
Yeah, that's why I gave her one. I said I wrote touches the doll and moves it, but not really playing. I gave it a one. I was on the cusp of one or two. I could wait for it, but I guess I feel like it was like playing.
Well, I agree with the one. I'd say 1B, the child interacts with the doll or object, but in a manner that is not consistent with the story stem or demonstrative of meaningful action.
Yeah, no, I can certainly get an agreement as well, and I think this is where I ran into probably the other one, the verbalization, like the child says something like the mom goes into the child's bedroom, like what happened to the story.
Yeah,
so I was kind of confused about how to interpret like, what that walking into the bedroom and then would that be a two or and I did see like it's kind of like
yeah, I think like if they actually making it kind of walk a little bit or like
or they're going somewhere. Like,
putting it down if they don't want to touch it.
What?
I'd go two.
You would go two with that?
The doll came into the room. I saw it as a purposeful movement into the room. I don't think it was.
I don't see it that way, but we can look at it again.
He could have picked up that doll and put it anywhere if he was intentionally picking it up.
Can you show me? Picks up the doll, brings it to the bedside.
That
would be exciting. No. I don't know, you think really that's worth a two?
That's a action to me. I mean, does it deserve, like, the second highest score? You know, on the way I think about what it should be, maybe not. But in the letter of, to me, in the letter of the way it's written, like, he brought the mother into the room. I don't know what the mother was doing in there. I don't know why, but there was a purposeful... You know, if that's the bet, he could have touched the mother, pushed the mother over here, pushed the mother over there, but the mother came to the bedside. There's something to that, to me.
I can see that. Like, she's pretty close to where the child is. It's not like he picked up the mom and put her back in place. Like, she moved pretty close to the bed. So, I can see. I think I would give it a two.
You give it a two, Jen?
Yeah.
Melissa, what do you think?
I guess it's like such a...
But, like, again, it's interesting. I know we talked about, like, when we're not sure, then we kind of, like, defer to the lower number. So is this a case of that?
Yeah.
Because then I would end up being the one.
That's the best I would say. To me, it's either a two or a when in doubt, round down. But, as I said, I just think that doll, you know, as we talked about yesterday in supervision with, you know, how the child chooses to play with the toys. That doll could have gone anywhere, but the doll went to the bedside.
So if you're saying that if the doll went over there or over there, then it would have been a one, but because the doll went here, it's a two? Because
what if the story line was that the mom went away? Yeah. Well, because I'm just thinking if it went anywhere else, like, that's a good argument, but then what if his story was the mom ran away? So going somewhere else does count as
it
legal action, but we're not taking into account the storyline, so it's kind of like...
But I think we are taking, to some degree, we're taking account
of the storyline. Yeah, you have to a little bit.
Yeah, it's not, we're not listening to the verbalization as much, but we are looking at how he represents the story. And to me, in this story, even though it's not a good representation, because of the way this coding system is written, to me, the child brought the mother to the scared doll. Whether, you know,
no,
it's a poor effort at that, but to me there is an effort at that.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is that when we take these scores and use them for our statistical analyses, we'd be taking the average.
Right.
So it comes out to 1.5 anyway, which is probably pretty close to what it is.
Yeah.
I do have to go now, but... So, I mean, I could say if it's a 2, like, all right, so they touch the doll and moves it, but not in a meaningful way, would be more of a 1, and then moves it, like, into the room or near the other doll if it's consistent mm-hmm. with the story, even though it's kind of weak, you can call that a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought the 1 was kind of just plays with the doll in some way that isn't really the story.
Well, it's making some kind of contact with the doll.
Yeah.
But it's not consistent with any story advancement.
Yeah, and I think as simple as this was, there is some purpose behind it.
If you wanted to go over the other ones, I know we described on 2 other ones, but I'll listen to the podcast last year.
Okay.
Next week we have the...
Oh, right.
So maybe we can... Is it possible just to meet right after that next week?
Right after what?
The field day, instead of waiting around for 2 hours. I don't know.
Listen to the podcast for the answer.
Yeah, well, I'm inclined not to do that. I mean, it took so long for us to agree on this time. I just like a regular time that we can meet for the rest of the summer. So that's the answer. Did you want to go over any others of yours and Melissa's?
I would like to get feedback out of other files for the bedroom, or files for the bedroom.
The other video that you coded, okay.
Because I didn't give information to give it to you, and that's kind of what I think I wrote in the email.
In terms of, I guess, it looked like a 2, but there was like something in the storyline where like I got a bit confused as to.
I hear it beat, you know.
Don't we both look really sharp in our Muslim prayer caps?
A lot of words for show me. Lage.
Ah, here we go.
That's what it was.
It's a two.
Well, that would be a two, unless there's more.
No, that's it. That's where I was getting confused because of the fact she got up and ran into her mother's bedroom.
Yeah.
And kind of given last week's discussion of having two dogs kind of inhabiting separate space and you know, doing different things, I was a little bit confused as to whether to take that into account. Of the verbalization that the child was getting up from her bed, leaving the room, and then going into and having another space and seek out the mom. So I know, like, just by like what's actually there, it's a two of getting kind of getting up and walking, as we had talked about. But I didn't know of the actual sequence of getting up from the bed, leaving, I mean, exiting one room and entering another to approach the mother would have
mm-hmm.
made the score higher or not. And I guess I wanted other people. Yeah, I saw like three, too. Okay. Yeah, getting on. It's like the mom wasn't doing anything, which would have
definitely
been
a
strengthening, and that's
where I was like. Well, it's not the mom. Three, it's getting up. But to go to the mom's bedroom, you have to get up. It's not like a differential action. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a purposeful difference. Which I think is what the spirit of the three is. Mm-hmm. If you like, you have to be doing two things that aren't like intrinsically connected. Like the only way for the doll to go to the mother's bedroom is to get up first.
You know, you can't do it. It's not like she goes up, you know, gets up, looks under the bed to see the monster and then goes.
Yeah.
You know, because those are, one does not have to happen for the other.
Yeah, I guess it was just the recognition and the representation of the mother inhabiting a separate space and the child having purposeful movement to exit one space and enter another to approach the mother.
Do you call that an interaction of some sort?
I think you're based on last week's discussion. I guess that was more if like they're doing something else in a separate space. If you have one person in one room doing something
else. Yeah, the child, yeah, this is what we agreed on. The child engages in pretense simultaneously with two or more dolls or objects.
So
that's clearly not going on here. What do you think, Jennifer?
Would this count as an interruption, like when in the reunion story, the child goes up and then like hugs or bows or does something, like the child is doing something to another doll. So in this one, the child is going to seek out another doll for an interaction. So I don't know if we're going to look at it the same way, then I think it would be three. That's what we decided on for the other one.
I'm not sure. We don't know that the mom's even necessarily in
there. Right.
And, you know, there's no doubt if it said went up to see her mom, you know,
right.
and hugs the mom
yeah,
or is comforted by the mom, but
she's
literally just going into mom's bedroom. Mom could be out, you know, in the field for all we really know.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she would
I definitely don't think there's
an interaction.
There's definitely not an interaction. The question I think that we're struggling with here is whether there's a sequential pretense linking two or more pretense actions.
Mm-hmm.
The getting up and then the moving to another room. If we think that's two pretense actions sequenced together, then it is a three. If we don't see that as two separate sequences connected to each other, then it's a two.
Okay,
so that's the question. Definitely not an interaction.
Okay.
I gave a three for getting up and moving. I think we decided that, that was not a three.
Right.
That was not a three.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Because I can't remember.
I think that you were trying to say that you didn't give it a three because of the sequence. You gave it a three because of the other things we talked about, right?
Well, no, it was the sequence of, because I know we had talked about the getting up and moving was a two. But for me, where I was kind of confused and I kind of wanted to hear what you guys was kind of the getting up and moving, and then having that movement be to seek out the mother and that was inhabiting a separate space. I know it's a stretch, and that's why I definitely wanted to bring it up. I can see it kind of just in that way, maybe too. But I didn't know kind of the pursuit of the mother and seeking that out in a separate space could bump it.
I didn't hear what the child said. Did she say goes to the mother's room, or
just the mother? It said mother's bedroom.
Because she did go and stand next to the mother, and I think it would have been like bowing to someone, like she went to the mom.
She didn't do something to the mom.
like hug mom or something yeah. like that.
Bowed to the mom.
Opposite of the one we just saw, where the mom went to the child and made that too, and now it's the child's going to the mom. So,
without. Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think.
Right.
So.
So, Brianna.
No, I definitely see why other.
For me, the struggle is not. Whether she interacted with the mother, clearly she didn't in my book. The question is whether it's a sequence of two separate events being linked. And as Danielle pointed out, which I forgot, we had agreed that just merely getting up and walking doesn't count as two sequenced events.
Yeah.
And so it should be a two. Mm-hmm. All right? Okay, so. Solved. So should we then talk about yours? It was the first one.
050-6062.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, 050-6062. It's basically struck out there on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Was it like you were always higher, or was
it Deb was always one higher than Kasia, so probably we'll be able to solve this pretty quickly. I think there's some rule that one of you is getting wrong, and once we memorize that, or identify it in memory.
We hope.
So that's 07, this is the wrong one.
That's the one I because to me, I know which one I bet.
Okay.
To me, they put his hand was put on the doll in that one. Is that the one? Because there's one where
A or B. I guess it would be A, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. Physically inserts him or herself into the narrative. For example, in the her knee story, the child pretends to place a band-aid on his own knee rather than using the child doll.
Doesn't he have to be
in this case, he's using the actual cake from the story. which is covered under two.
Yeah, and it's two. It says that the child does something to a doll or an object,
yeah.
I think.
So if the child, it's like if the child puts a bandaid on the doll knee as himself,
that's a two.
That's a two. But
right.
If the child puts a bandaid on his own knee, that's
right.
A one.
So he was taking his hand and cutting up the symbolic gig.
Yeah.
So that's a two.
Yeah, because there's some acknowledgement of symbolism
right
there.
But then did Ben use the doll, so that's a three?
Yeah,
right.
Well, you did, because I did that. But that's the. Also the trial story, so.
So then you were the victor.
That's not a story that's coded.
Huh?
That's not a story that's coded.
That's the practice group.
Oh, I thought this was a spilled juice story.
This is why we need
okay.
These meetings, obviously. We're still eating cake.
That's why we from the
picture to the
cup. So it's the same issue as the open cell and the birthday story.
But
he's
using the two
objects. So it is a three.
Oh, because he
gave it to you. Right, I know.
Because he did it. That's why. And it's a tricky. It is a tricky situation. Because he was doing the porn, it's not like he had the other doll
right.
Holding it, but because of the interaction, I guess.
I'm going to guess that every single one is going to be similar.
In fairness, those are good candidates for the 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Is there any other?
No,
that's
it.
Okay. So that's two, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we go to the next one.
Thank you.
that's so far too.
Now, getting up from the bed and walking away is a two, right? What about walking to bed and getting into the bed? Is that also a two? Or is that two discrete sequences being linked together? Still a two?
It is different. It is different in that you could pick up the doll and just place. Although I guess my mother will, I would still probably call her too.
Alright, so for walking and then getting into bed, still a two?
They're together.
So is that a three? Breathing, Jennifer.
Together, imagine that implying that two of them are together.
Occupying the same.
It's a fairly complex story. You said the parents come into the bedroom. Take the bed so that
the
kids are
together.
So is that following the child engages in pretense simultaneously with two or more dolls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wondering.
Hear that, Kasia?
If it was only one parent, maybe it would still be a three because, like, the kid is on the floor because the parent is in the bed, so there's sort of a interaction thing there. I think that would even count.
It is a comforting interaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, is that one that we talked about last week where the two dolls are in different spaces doing something simultaneously? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow, he's a little more apparent
than that. And it's not just like laying one down, they all go to sleep and putting one down, the other one down, the other one down, which would be a two. That, to me, took significantly more cognitive processes to say, you know, the parents are going to go to the bed instead while the child sleeps on the floor.
All right, so let's go to
the last story.
Okay.
The departure story.
Yeah.
Okay.
sure, you fool.
Alright.
So if the child is engaging in a symbolic act with one of the dolls, that's a two.
Yes.
He's engaging in a symbolic act with himself, that's a one. Mm-hmm. You got that, Kazia?
Yes.
All right, so...
That's the pivotal point of all this,
essentially. All right. So maybe you could follow up and maybe talk to Kazia as well? All right, thanks.
Yeah, I
mean, the other two teams did really great, so I don't know that we, unless you want to. We talked about Brianna and Melissa, but you and Danielle.
We figured out, I think, which one we were different on and why. And it was just a matter of.
I don't think I saw them put his hand on the doll, because I gave it one because he like, touched the doll that he was talking about, so that's a one. But apparently, Eric said that they. Placed his hand on the doll, so I guess that was...
Yeah, you differed on only one.
Yeah. And yeah, I gave a zero on that, as Daniel said, because the child didn't move his hand to the doll, or do anything once the hand was on the doll. And I guess you may not have seen that one.
Yeah, the reason why you guys were a little bit lower is that if you look at the first five stories, they're all threes. There's no variability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get a higher score, you need more variability in scores.
Why is that?
That's just how ICCs work.
Because what if there is no variability? What if we put threes for everything? That should be perfect. If we both did it.
Well, yeah, it would be perfect. But then if you were off on one, just mm-hmm. one. So 3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-2-3.
Yeah.
Then it would be lower.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did really well.
No, I know.
It's 0.94. That's fine. Wasn't first place this week, but
no, we were.
Oh, it was. Okay, you were. So, why are you complaining?
No, my question is how when you only have 10 items, can there be a 0.02 difference between two groups? I didn't understand because each one should be worth.
It depends on the variability of scores.
Yeah. See, I thought about it in percentage-wise. Like, we had, you know, we were off by...
Well, you're thinking of it as a categorical variable, but it's not a categorical variable. It's a continuous variable.
Yeah.
You could calculate it as a percentage. That would be another way of doing it.
Yeah.
But the standard doing this kind of research is to calculate inter-class correlation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure, I just was surprised to see a difference of so small on something that and is also so small.
In fact, I think Melissa and Brianna were off on what, three? One, two, three. Yeah, three of them. Okay. And yet they were only differing with your team by only 0.02.
Yeah.
But they had so much more variability. So meaning, in other words, the degree of difficulty was much greater for these two than for you.
That's a good way to put it. I get that then.
So think of it as diving competition, the degree of difficulty, the DD. Their dive was just so much more difficult than yours and Danielle's.
Sometimes
you guys just went straight in and you just went in the water. Right. But you have
but the tortoise not get there. The tortoise not get there. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Slow and steady. Just
very competitive. All right. So everybody have their assignments for next week?
How many more practice?
This is the real sample. We've been doing the real sample for 2 weeks. No, the last 2 weeks, so next week will be the third round of real sample that we're doing. This is the real deal. That's why Eric is in here. Yeah.
Hold it up. It's like, you ever read Ender's Game? Never mind. The whole story
would make
sense.
What was it?
The book Ender's Game.
Oh.
It's a really good book.
It's like Hunger Games?
No, I didn't read it, but Ender's Game was really good.
So are we going to go back after and add in the male age and stuff like that?
But we have all of that.
Oh, okay.
We have all of that, yeah. Well, why would you need to know that now?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah, so, no, these data have already been analyzed. Actually presented that on March 1st. Mm-hmm. Were you there? Yeah. I mean, I can send you that PowerPoint if you want. Okay. Because I presented the male female breakdown and the age and all of that.
Yeah, I'd say we're wearing purple.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't stand up because it's embarrassing.
All right. So I guess that's it. Let's just make this. It is 4:30 to 5:45. Okay? No exceptions. All right.
5:45? Oh,
I'm using 5:35. No, I said 4:30 to 5:45.
Okay, I heard 5:35.
So everybody got what you need from Brittany?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you prefer, because we're going to be meeting at 6 on Thursday for supervision. This week, I'm here Wednesday to do an assessment.